was a question about the Metta Sutta and the lines, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. And the question was to comment on that last phrase, not born again into this world, and what that, on the meaning of that.
Yes, I mean, that's the beauty of the Metta Sutta, is it's kind of really warm and fuzzy all the way through, and then all of a sudden, what do you mean I'm not reborn again? I'm not born again, oh dear. What did I get tricked into this Metta stuff? So, but the Buddha is giving a complete path. When we think of metta, oftentimes we think of, quite rightly, that mature emotion, the divine abiding of a state of heart that is really quite bright and spacious. Loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity, these are very bright states. But the Metta Sutta begins with how do you lay it starts from A and goes to Z, and that this is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness, should be able and upright. And so it's for the first quarter or third of the sutta, doesn't really address the metta really at all. But it's metta doesn't exist in a vacuum. It has to have that context of skillfulness and wise attention to action, how we relate to other human beings, how we live in the world with others, and laying that foundation really solidly, then you start directing attention to those aspects of, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease, this expansive wish for everyone's well-being, and then that sense of even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, these are very tender emotions, very bright, very caring, but then the arc of the whole path of Buddhism, if you think in terms of your beginning with sila, samadhi, banya, and insight, and the fruition of insight is liberation. So that it's that relinquishment of that, because the heart is so full and has been purified of the sense, because that's another aspect of, say, like of metta, for as it becomes more and more mature, then the sense of self drops away, the sense of me being so kind and warm, and it drops away, and it really reaches a place of brightness and or as I mentioned in the I don't know whether it was a talk or a Q&A in one of them, where Ajahn Mahabua asked, what's the mind of an arahant like? And his immediate response, only compassion. And so that's purification. But then of course, the nature of the arahant is that they are completely selfless, so that by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, because that's, again, views and opinions are one of the obstacles, because you can, similarly, you can be developing a lot of metta and karuna and what, but you know, the views are really strong, so that the relinquishing of the obstacles to the Brahma Viharas, then relinquishing the limitations in terms of views and opinions, and the is that is the doorway into an ending of the round of rebirths. And so it's that Metta Sutta, again, it is a lovely sutta that definitely makes one, you know, it's uplifting and brightening. But it is interesting to see, as in many of the teachings of the Buddha takes you on an arc from the beginning right through to the end. And the Metta Sutta is a great example of that.